And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have the man fresh off the Royal Star, Captain Tim Ekstrom, is here with some great stories. So you stay tuned and hang on to your hats. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame mount step bumpers and high strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and make it's driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com, and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great show today is going to be. Always so much fun having Captain Tim in here this morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Tim?
We watched you get off the Royal Star yesterday right here from the World Headquarters. Was that a seven-day trip?
It was a seven-day. You saw a signature load here for the past month and a half. What incredible fishing. I mean, unbelievable. The grade of the fish, the opportunity. You know, we talked about it. I remember the last time we were on about the opportunity to go out and fish at Guadalupe, which, you know, Mexico has been incredibly generous enough to open the door, allow access there again after the whole corona nightmare last year. And it's the same format. We clear into Ensenada, and, you know, then we have the green light. The caveat being, the user fee, the daily user fee, is $80 per person per day. That's for the bracelet that gives you access. And we talked about it again about, yeah, it's a steep price, but when you...
So it costs you an extra $240 a trip.
If you go out there for 3 days, I mean, if you got four, you know, if you elect to spend four, then it would be, you know, $80 more.
Yeah.
Exactly. So... I was doing that quick math.
Right. I know I need to calculate.
I was just thinking about three things at the same time. But you know, however you want to spend your trip. And that's been what we've been doing. We've been mixing and matching, you know. Because, honestly, the way that fishing is out there, 3 days is enough, man. Those fish are big and they're brutal. And, you know, again, the opportunity is so worth it.
That's so rad.
I mean,
it's such an incredible place.
In the Lee, the between the scenery, between the opportunity, it's just, it's so worth it.
And you talk about the eating quality of not just the yellowfin tuna, but the yellowtail there. Yeah. I don't know what the diet is, but man, those fish eat the best of anything.
Yeah. It's true. It's just unbelievable. Even the yellowfin out there, it almost has, I mean, it's totally distinct.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
The meat generally is lighter, and I don't know what it is that they eat out there that makes their meat lighter, but it's a super high fat content.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I mean, the average size fish out there, average is 90 pounds.
Oh, average.
Average. Yeah. You know, we catch some small ones, and I mean a very few that are call them 65 to 80, but yeah, most of what we're catching is 100 to 120 pounds.
Oh, that's so cool.
They're tough bastards.
Oh,
that's really so cool.
Yeah.
And you know, the big, you know, elephant in the room are the sharks, which they're part of the program out there.
Yeah.
They just are. And they get aggressive at times where they'll actually run us out of a spot. It's like, And personally, and everybody goes about it different, but myself, it just drives me crazy to feed those big, beautiful fish to sharks. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. So if they get on us, you know, we lose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of there.
Yeah.
I pull the anchor and leave. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to feed you, you know, give you bastards breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And there's enough fish at the island. You know, we get to move
just
around.
Set up somewhere else.
Just set up somewhere else. Yeah, you go make drifts, whatever. If you hook less fish in another spot, but you catch them, you're still ahead.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we're not, again, feeding those greedy thugs.
Yeah.
So it's well worth it. We've been able to work around them and successfully so. I mean, we're losing, like the last trip, we lost like 5 to 6 fish a day.
That's it.
That's it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not fine for the poor guy to lose.
Sure.
It.
Yeah. It's
but,
true.
And of course, you know how it always goes.
They don't get him to start.
They're smart, man.
One particular angler, like, he can't lose a fish to save his life. You know, he's like 5 in a row. I'm on. And the poor guy, day 3, you know, he hasn't caught one yet. He's probably had bad luck. You know, he gets 2 in a row eating it.
Yeah, of course.
And the same guy, day 1, he's just like giving fish away.
And it's amazing the way those sharks, it's almost like they just sit under the boat and wait till you're almost ready to stick the gaff in it, and then they're on it.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
You pulled as hard as you could, drag coming off the reel, and you did everything you could, and then boom, gone. Right at the end.
We also, you know, there is a method to the madness. It's not luck. And you know, the old saying is elevate and celebrate. Yeah. And when you pull those fish, so the trick is when you pull hard, and I just was talking with you guys about it, you pull some hooks, you break some off, but I'd rather have that happen than a shark eat it.
Yeah.
You pull hard, and it makes the fish come up. Number one, it makes them more mobile.
Okay.
You know, when you really pull hard on them, they have a tendency to move around, and they come up to the surface. And those fish, we get 95% of them.
Okay.
But the ones, you know, if you just walk around, hold them under the pole, and the fish goes straight up and down, does the, you know, the two, every single one of them is eaten. Yeah. Every single one.
And you were talking about them eating 80, 100, 130-pound tests.
That's what we're fishing.
Wow.
I mean, we don't fish anything under 80.
Wow. I mean, there were years that you couldn't get a bite on anything over 50.
These things don't. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you skip
great.
To it. And again, maybe you hook a few less, but you catch them,
right.
or you have a chance at catching them. I mean, that's
kind of like rodeo, right?
That's pretty much what
pull
it is.
On it.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, I call it derby style.
Yeah.
and we do a lot of just you trade off. Like, you pull, I pull. You just have to do it that way.
Yeah.
Not that we want to you know, pull on any of our anglers fit for them, but in this case, it's out of necessity.
Yeah, right.
And believe me, we're so pleased. Everybody, every one of those fishes comes over the rail, it's a win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Awesome.
It doesn't matter if you and I and Blake and you know all trade off and get that, as long as he's coming over the rail.
Yeah,
that's the objective.
I think
the objective
that's cool.
is met.
And it's probably fun at nighttime because everybody's high fiving and all your buds pulled on one. And I bet it just makes for a fun atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's you know, everybody gets a kick out of it.
And you're talking about the incredible yellowtail fishing too, right?
Yeah, it's really, you know, funny. funny at that island, every year this seems to happen. There's like a little window where, you know, you get a few yellowtail for a month, you know, you get a few here, there, whatever, and there's like this little window, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, where all of a sudden every spot has yellowtail on them.
Wow.
You know, they move it in out of the deep water, whatever. I know there's so much area there. There's so much hard and just generic 50 fathom bottom. I mean, like hundreds of square miles of it. You know, when you calculate out the area of the island itself, and they roam around out in that deep water. They don't necessarily say focus or reside around the shallows.
Yeah.
They just swim around out in that water doing their thing, and then they move in and out of those shallows. So again, it goes. There's like a time of year where all of a sudden every shallow is hosting that fish, mm-hmm. and then they move back out. And you go back to that getting a few here and there.
But it's a nice grade, right?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's like. Yeah, I mean, a 25-pounder is a small one. It's
that's so cool.
25, maybe like call it 30, 35-pound fish. You'd throw in the 40, 50-pounder, you know.
It's all fly line stuff?
Yeah, fly line.
Oh.
And then, you know, you know, you get a few, because when they're around, you see them in the meter, you start catching a few.
Yeah.
And you switch over, you know, guy at the side gets one of the yo-yo, whatever. But,
fantastic.
That's cool, just, man. I mean, that's so cool.
Incredible. Great. I started thinking, you want to talk about those sharks. I don't know what it is about those yellowtail, but they have a particular affinity for those things.
For the yellows. Oh, I wouldn't have thought
white
that.
White sharks, really.
Love them.
No kidding.
I think there's one that couldn't fit another crumb in its mouth, and he'll make room for
that yellowtail.
Want
to eat that
yellowtail.
Oh, darn.
That's the problem. Those things are so big, it just seems like they just don't get it. You know, they just don't get it.
Got to eat a lot.
Yeah, you think they would. But I mean, you look at it relative to the size of those fish.
Yeah.
But the good thing about the yellowtail is, again, when you're fishing heavy gear, you know, you can crate those things.
Sure.
You still get the majority of them.
That's funny. Though.
Wow.
We had times when it's like dropper loop fishing, and you get one or two of those big sharks on you, and you just can't get one.
Yeah. Well, dropper loop fishing, you got to not only contend with the rocks, getting into the bottom, but then as you get them off the bottom, then
right.
you get,
and again, it's they're not straight up.
They're not safe from the bottom up 50 feet, and they're not safe from the surface down 50 feet. Somewhere in the middle, you're okay for a little while.
That's about how it is.
Wow.
That's it.
So, and then you had really good fishing for yellow along the coast.
Yeah,
too,
there's
huh?
been the fish have definitely moved in along the coast, which is great because it provides some contrast.
Sure.
And you need that. You know, it makes for a better trip, in my opinion. You know, a little, again, I call it the mix and match. You get different scenery. You get a different style of fishing. Get that variety in there. It just makes for a nicer trip. You know, if you can mix it up, you know, a little variety, again, both in scenery and size. And, you know, it overall, I mean, that's how I like to run it. I like to provide a different, you know, a different setting,
sure.
A different style of fishing. It's a nice way to put a trip together.
Oh yeah, and then you take into account what's going on in U.S. waters on the local banks here. My gosh,
yeah, that
what
bluefin
incredible
came back
bluefin
on
fishing,
yeah,
huh?
That's yeah, thank
great.
Goodness. I mean, it got a little soft a couple times last year, but it was definitely, you know, this year that soft period at the end of August, whatever, was a little longer. But it looks like that fish is moving. It's either moving back down, wherever the hell it went, moving back in. But
well, it's off of Morro Bay right now.
Yeah.
Harold Davis sent me pictures of guys catching them 3 miles off the rock.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Morro Bay, yeah.
So some of that fish is coming back, because that's what it did last year. It disappeared for, you know, semi-disappeared for a couple, 2-3 weeks, and we're hearing reports of giant foamers off Monterey, and same deal, Morro Bay. The salmon guy's just getting ruined.
Right. Who's Jim Flasher?
Exactly. He's getting wrecked by those things. But, and then they moved back down, which I predict that exact same thing is going to happen. We're just going to see more and more of that fish. It's going to fill in, you know, if the pattern holds.
Sure.
I mean, this is a different
year. Should, right?
The water's a little colder this year. I mean, there's some different things going on. It has a different feel to it. But if that bluefin follows the pattern, which I, again, believe it will, it's going to come back down. It's going to show up in more and more.
Yeah,
you know, you'll see it again, and all of a sudden it'll be, you know, back on those banks west of Clemente in October, and then come November, December, we're going to start seeing it again, you know, whatever, outside Ensenada, outside of Paulnett. You know, it's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Last year, the fall was the best fishing for those big ones of the whole year. And yeah, I mean, yes. I think we 100% still have that to look forward to.
Yeah,
so
oh,
that's
for
when
sure.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was legit in at the end of September, early October.
Well, that would probably account, Tim, for when I looked at the Royal Star schedule here from now through the end of next year, that pretty much everything is full.
Yes.
Except
the Red Deck Rodeo, right?
Yeah, well, there's a 4-day. September 18th to the 25th.
Right.
That's the rodeo. That's a 7-day.
Yeah, it's got a
there's two
spots.
Trips. There's yeah. two spots available, and I guess there was a cancellation.
Yeah, one just opened up.
Yeah,
exactly.
And Tracy let me know that so if you want to go, so that would be a Guadalupe trip.
It's good. Yeah, we've already got it scheduled to go to Guadalupe.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the rodeo group.
Yeah.
Let me just say this from working in the tackle store all year long, our favorite group of passengers that we deal with are those guys. So I can just, you know, they are the most fun, jovial people, like good time guys that we get to deal with in the tackle shop. Like that would be a very fun trip to get to go on.
No doubt.
Those guys. I mean, just you can just tell it's a bunch of buddies, bunch of guys from out of town, bunch of people that don't see each other until then, and just giving a hard time to the boys in the shop, all fun. Like that would be a very fun group of guys to go fishing with.
Yeah. So if you want to go, you better call Ross, or you could book online.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the bottom line is, if you want to see Guadalupe in all its splendor and glory, you know, you got a chance right now, and that's what the plan is. I don't see, like, from what I saw last trip, and obviously things change, but there's tons of fish in that, like an insane amount of fish. The fish isn't going anywhere.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Just a matter of, you know, when, how you hit it, where you hit it, whether it's going to be turned on or not. But there's an incredible amount of fish at the aisle, and the opportunity is going to be fantastic. So as far as Royal Star goes, it looks like that's going to be the opportunity one gets this year.
Yeah,
on a 7-day.
And then your next opening is we have one spot left on our 4-day Let's Talk hookup trip, July 23rd to the 27th. One spot in July.
Next year. Wow.
On our Let's Talk hookup trip. And then, there's more. If you want to go on the Royal Star on a day and a half on May 25th to the 27th for $575 on a day and a half.
That's great.
All-inclusive.
There's all-inclusive.
Yeah.
There's spot open up. There's a couple spots
it's
open.
It's a good point to make.
Yeah.
You know, all
but that's
of our,
it.
Yeah, all of our fares are all inclusive. So,
yeah.
And I don't really pay that close of attention to how our colleagues run it, but I think we're the only long range boat that does that all inclusive thing. That's the price.
Yeah.
There's no add ons, there's no tack on, permits, visas,
additional
excise, tag, yada, yada. You know, that's the price.
So that Guadalupe permit is included in the price?
No. You mean the $80 a day?
Yes.
No.
No. Okay.
No,
so that because
that.
You don't put that in because you don't know whether you're going to Guadalupe.
Exactly.
You don't want to charge a guy $80 if it's better fishing somewhere else.
That's right. That's a base price. And in the case of the Guadalupe trips, thank you for bringing that up. There's a $125 charge for the customs clearances.
Right.
We clear in Ensenada as well as San Diego, so we tack that on, and then it's the $80 a day use fee, and then we charge that, of course, at the end of the trip, because you don't know how many days you're going to spend there of your voyage. That's the only caveat to that all-inclusive thing.
And if you're going to Guadalupe.
That's right. It's base price.
Yeah.
And like you say, the reason you don't do that ahead of time is because you don't want to charge extra to a guy that's not going to utilize that destination.
Exactly. It's like, look at last year. Of course, it was because of the COVID nightmare, but we never made a trip to Guadalupe, so every trip was just what the price said it was.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We've just scratched the surface here of Captain Tim Ekstrom and what's going on the Royal Star and the San Diego Long Range Fleet.
Yeah, always so much fun. So much great stuff going on. So much great fishing to talk about today. It's going to be a fun one. And if you want to give us a call, we want to hear from you. Call us this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. The text the show option, lots of fun. Already having text starting to roll through. That's only available available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your cell phone, either an Android or an iPhone. Doesn't matter. Just go to where you buy your apps at. Totally free. Search Let's Talk Hookup. Send it on over. And it's a great way to listen to the show, participate, and the only way that you can text your questions into Captain Tim. And not only are we talking fishing in the Royal Star today, we've got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Those guys have been seeing some great fishing with that influx of yellowfin coming in. They're still good Dorado fishing. They've had good days at the island sprinkled in. There's some really, really good full-day fishing going on board that Liberty. And somebody's going to get to go get in on it because you're getting a full-day trip. One more time, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack a can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available. Or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having a lot of fun. One more time, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, some great stuff going on here with Captain Tim Ekstrom. So when's your next trip, Tim?
I leave again next Saturday for another 7 days. I'm running the redneck.
Oh, rodeo. You're running the rodeo.
Cool.
Yeah. So those spots will fill.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, two spots on that.
Great opportunity.
Yeah. 7 days.
There's only a couple of spots, and
likely going to Guadalupe, kind of doing the same scenario. Fishing the coast, yellowtail scenario.
Yeah, mix it up. You know, I mean, obviously we'll have to see how that all unfolds. We never know ahead of time. It's one of the exciting things about long range fishing.
Yeah,
totally.
You know, we tell anglers all the time. It's amazing because we have such an incredible repeat clientele. We've had just developed these bonds with our clients for something. This last trip, the Labor Day trip. At least 10 out of those 24 anglers have been fishing with us on that trip for 20-plus years.
Wow, that's
every
so
year
cool.
That's their trip they come.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
So cool.
But we were talking about the variety that those trips, that same trip has offered over the years. I mean, we've done everything from fish, wahoo, excuse me, wahoo and yellowfin and dorado down the ridge, Alejo's Rocks, Yellowtail Beach, Guadalupe, bluefin offshore, albacore.
Yeah,
I mean, over the years,
crazy,
it's
huh?
amazing. One of the angles on the trip, Nate Benizzi, brings his whole family. We've just had such incredible history with him, but he brings photo albums.
Oh, that's cool. From previous years, every year.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's got them all the way back. They have been fishing with us since 1990.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he brings these photo albums that are just incredible. I mean, to sit there and look at these pictures.
Yeah, that's rad.
I mean, like 1992, when I was a skinny little creep, you know? With these guys, you're like, who the hell is that? It's Marcus.
Oh, that's fun. You know, yeah, way cool.
Brian Gerby, you know, or Captain Brian Sims in 1994.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a suave, good looking dude back then.
Yeah.
He's through going, oh my God.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Classic.
That's fun.
So one thing I want to say is that even though we say there's very few spots left in 2022 for Royal Star and the remainder of 21 too, get on the wait list because things happen and people's schedules change and such like that. And it's many times they can get you on the trip, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, spots open up all the time. I mean, this year's an incredible example, especially if you can, you know, if you have the ability and flexibility in your schedule. Oh my gosh, Tracy's been the booking whirlwind in there because
she'll call you up and say, "Hey, I got a spot open
exactly
on this trip."
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, because you know, whatever things happen, and you know, one, two anglers have to drop off at the last minute, being in within the last month, last week, last 2 weeks. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. So let me ask you this. I mean, Ricky and I know because we've ridden the Royal Star many, many times and love the boat. Why is it that you are so full, so popular? What from your take as owner, captain, what's the take? Why do people like Royal Star?
Okay, so I've thought about this a lot, and the number one thing is the consistency of our crew, the consistency of our ownership team, the consistency of how we run the boat, the stability of three owner operators that are running your trip. And now we get Blake Lozano. I mean, Captain Blake Lozano has been with us for 14 years this year.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about a Royal Star guy.
Yeah.
And he's run a handful of incredibly successful trips. The consistency and stability of the operation. Anglers that have fished with us, they know what they're getting. They're not going to show up and have, you know, some random individual or who the hell is this guy, you know, feel like they know that they have that dedication of an owner operator behind the helm, somebody who's got a lifetime invested in the result of every single trip and every single relationship that we develop with our anglers.
Sure.
You know, I had an angler this trip. It was great. What an example of how we run our business. His first time on Royal Star. He's ridden on a couple of the other boats. And he says, yeah, you know, I was talking to him. We were sitting in Ensenada Harbor at the end of the trip. And he says, yeah, you know, and it was just great. Mark Zukowski is his name, and he's like, you know, I've ridden all these, but it's my first time on Royal Star. And he says, you know, this is a group that's been fishing together forever. He says, you know, like you and your crew, you didn't treat me any different. This is my first trip, and I was just like I was any one of your other clients
here,
anglers that's been fishing forever on here. He says, I just couldn't believe how you guys, you know, you don't make any distinction between anybody. We're all part of the trip. And the voyage, and it just really, you know, it struck a chord, and that's how we run our operation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, like, two things you missed. Okay, in my eyes. Number one,
I was just getting started.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to throw in two things. So, number one, you'll never fish with more than 24 on the boat. That's
exactly.
So huge.
Ultra limited.
Ultra limited load. Never more. And some trips are 18, 16. I
correct.
See you soon doing some super ultra limited
12. We only have 12 two-man staterooms, so that's the most the boat
that's
carries.
That's the most you can
great
carry.
Great point.
Number two, the food. You are not going to go hungry, and you are going to eat luxury five-star meals at every sitting on the Royal Star.
Yeah, and going back to the consistency of it, you know, my good friend and chef, Cameron Innes, Alex Benway, they've both been with us now, I mean, going on 7 years.
Yeah.
And they love what they do.
Yeah.
They pursue it with passion. Our crew, which we have very, very little turnover in our crew, and usually when it does happen, it's because one of our crew members moves on to run a boat, mm-hmm. buy a boat.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we just have that consistency in our operation, the passion with which these guys execute their daily tasks is, I mean, it's very difficult to match. I was talking about at the end of the trip, again, this trip we just arrived on last night with all our anglers, or a couple nights ago with all our anglers. You were talking about the derby style at Guadalupe and how we have to tag team those fish. We all pull together, and you just can't do that unless you have real heart and sincere desire for every single individual result.
Yeah, right. And for everybody to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these guys, it's like, you know, one goes under the boat and gets you know, busts off the rudder or whatever, breaks off, and it's, you know, in the heat of the moment, God, you know,
yeah,
like
sure.
Everyone matters still.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the trip, we already got a beautiful catch, 75 or whatever, these beautiful fish in the hatch, and you lose one at the very end.
Yeah, it's not a giant one. It's not any whatever. It's still the end of the world.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, you're still that fired up about it. I mean, that's how every single one of our guys is.
That's so cool.
And has been since 1992, you know, when I took over the boat and we started developing these.
92.
Like, yeah.
29 years ago.
The next year in July will be 30 years that I've been running Royal Star.
Yesterday was our 30th anniversary for Let's Talk Hookup.
That's, and you think about that, Randy. Randy's been, you know, he's, and I was on Royal Polaris for 6 years before that. Randy was on the 105 on the XL. Brian's been with us, aside from his hiatus where he ran the 105 for 6 years, Brian's been with us since 1994.
94.
I mean, look at that history. Look at the guys. You know, like I said, Blake's been with us for 14
years. How long has been Blake? 14 years.
Blake's
the man. He's amazing.
I mean, again, just having that stability and consistency and structure, our anglers know what they're going to get. They're going to get a product that we haven't even talked about the product, by the way.
That's.
I mean,
mean that's the fish.
That's exactly
right. That was
the quality of the product that we produce. I can tell you.
You guys created RSW.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a concept that we put into practice in 2003. And you know, the amount of effort including what goes on at the rail and the amount of effort that the crew puts into producing this beautiful premium quality product. Every fish is landed gently. No body slamming on the deck. No fish go into a fish box and get piled on top of each other until it's full and, you know, they're heated up and mashed.
Right.
Every fish is bled. Every fish is spiked. The big ones, we run the cord down the spine. We remove the innards. You know, we gill and gut every one of those big, beautiful fish, and we get them in the hatch fast.
Yes.
You know, the faster you get them in there, I mean, everybody takes their picture, high fives, hugs, gill, gut, you know, bleed, gill, gut, right in the hatch.
Right.
30 to 31 degrees sea temp or well temperature. It's just seawater. We don't add any salt. We can't freeze them because the salinity of seawater, you know, doesn't freeze till 28. They can't get frozen.
Yeah.
We regulate our system. We hold that temperature at 30, 31, and every fish comes out of there. It's a premium grade.
It looks like it's still swimming.
Yeah. I mean, some of those fish yesterday, I could say, I mean, the number of times I sat there at the end of the trip, and I'm like, God, it's just a beautiful fish, incredible. Yesterday was no different. I mean, those fish that we caught the last day, they literally looked like they were still swimming coming out of the hatch. Awesome. Like, oh my gosh!
The part I really wanted to touch on when you said what's the difference, and I mean, I take it with a grain of salt because I realize like a picture can happen at any moment in the heat of the battle. But one thing that you never see on Royal Star that maybe you see on boats that, especially right now, with the big fish, and not everybody has had a lifetime of experience with big ones. One thing you never see in the Royal Star is a deck littered with big fish. You know what I mean? And I totally get that some guys get very busy and it's hard to deal with and you're trying to worry about everything else. You guys you'll never look and see a picture of big ones just littered all over the deck of the Royal Star. And it's because you are so adamant about treating that fish the right way. And that means, like, if you have to be twice as busy to get them gilled and gutted gutted and put down in the water, you figure out and how to make the time for it. Like, there's never, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll see a picture where everybody's tripping over them and there's big ones everywhere, and you guys don't get down that way. Like, everyone is treated as if it was slow when you're doing it.
Something, and again, this angler got off the trip, Mark, he said to me, he said, and this is to your point, we don't have captainitis, none of us. I mean, you know, Randy, Brian, I, Blake, right. we're not sitting up at the bridge, you know, pointing fingers or watching the show. We're in the mix.
Yeah.
Like, we get down there. I gill and gut fish all day long, right. and watch them out and sure. get them in the hat. I think that's how we roll. The guy, Mark, he was like, yeah, and these guys work.
These guys work. Yeah.
Get it down there in the deck. He's like, I was surprised to see that. I mean, you're surprised.
Yeah.
That's well, how we roll. And that's I mean, it's the only way to get done what needs to be done.
Right.
Everyone rolls up their sleeves. I mean, both our guys in the galley, Cameron and Alex, they get out there.
They're out there and work it too. Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, when the fishing's really ramping up, you have seven guys out there.
That's right.
You know, and if there's 24 anglers, what is that? You know, the ratio of it's like 3.4 anglers.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
Remember, like we're on it. That's how you get it done when the going's good.
No question. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, Keith. Hello, Rick. Kim.
Good morning, John.
Hey, happy 30th. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, John. I know you've been with us for many, 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 well, 29 of those, I think.
Yeah,
just like Tim.
I came in a year after you started, I think. I joined the team. So, congratulations. You've done well. It's been a good run, for sure. Interesting down here, you guys. You know, we're just picking up after Olaf. And I knew Olaf was going to hear this because my granddaughter loves Frozen. And, of course, Olaf is the snowman in there. So I figured, well, here it comes. And it did. We had, it was an interesting storm, you know, like a lot of rain. I'm sitting here out on the deck watching the guys clean up the arroyo next to the hotel and fill in all the holes. It actually opened up all the way across from one end to the other. A lot of water. It rained for about a day and a half, pretty consistently. And then it was interesting when the hurricane finally did hit. It hit about 8 o'clock at night, Thursday night, and blew for about four straight hours. And blew about 70, 80, and then passed through pretty quick, which is good for us. And so we didn't have a whole lot of wind damage, some holes in the palapas, but most of it's rain damage, and we actually did pretty darn well, all things considering. Coast of Palmas down below, I've caught it pretty heavy. They really got some water for sure down that arroyo. You know, the fishing before, we fished it right up to Wednesday, and the fishing was good. A lot of marlin around. The yellowfin there on the park boundary there at Rancocon picked up some nice yellowfin, some to 60, 70 pounds, most of them 20 or 30 pounders. And water temp really dropped, by the way, after this. It went from 88 to 80 right now in front. So it's the hurricane cooled things down a little bit. A lot of stripers around. We just sent our first boats out this morning, so I don't have much news for you. How the fishing's going to be after this hurricane, so we'll see later on. Well, next week I'll tell you how that goes. But overall, we did okay, and hopefully no more hurricanes this year, you guys.
Yeah,
no doubt,
kidding.
Buddy.
Let's hope so, John. And yeah, that's good report. And I know Santa, a little bit south, you got hit a little bit harder, but everybody seems to be okay and minimal damage, and no, fortunately, no loss of life, which is the most important.
Right, no loss of life. Power's still off everywhere. You know, we're on generator here at the hotel, but power's been off 3 or 4 days. That CFE, which is Commission Federal Electricidad, the government electric company, they've got over 1,000 workers here. Trucks everywhere putting up a lot of electric poles and everything are down around the area. So hopefully we'll get the power up and running here today or at the latest tomorrow. So it was definitely an event for sure. So, but all things well. Yeah, it came across right at San Jose del Cabo. And then kind of veered to the west, to the left, and so it spared us a lot, quite a bit.
Yeah, only 80 and, miles an hour, yeah.
Yeah, we got 80 consistent. Yeah, so it was Cat 1. a cat one, and we'll take a cat one, but a cat three or four or five, which we've had in the past. So
yeah, for
all's
sure.
Good. We're back
good news, John. Back open again, and time to get down and go fishing down there at Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go to Rancho Leonero in this beautiful fall time?
It is. This is going to be a nice fall. And it cooled everything down, too, a storm by lunch. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that. Hey, phones are packed. Phones are packed, Ricky. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with our buddy Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy 30 plus one.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, hey, Tim, was curious, what would you recommend as far as length of trip for targeting Wahoo, and also what would be the rigs you would recommend bringing?
Well, I mean, I'd say 7 days or more, number one. You might get one on a 6 day, you might, but if Wahoo is your dream fish, I would say 7 days or more. And I would also schedule something later in the year, like after at least into August, middle of August through the end of November, even early December. That would be your window, with September, October being the prime Wahoo time. This year there were Wahoo earlier, no doubt, but I think if you just wanted to game it, you know, and average it out, middle of August to the end of October is probably the most consistent time for Wahoo. And again, 8 day to 10 day, if again Wahoo is really what you want to target, that's an even better bet. Go on a trip a little bit longer, number one, gives you more time down in there in the zone, and those trips again, late September, middle of September into October, that's the prime Wahoo window. As far as the Wahoo gear, I'm turning it over to the gear master, Rick.
I think, you know, the beauty of Wahoo fishing is a lot of times that's a rig that would be adequate for Wahoo fishing is something that is often in your arsenal, because it's very similar to a great rig for yo-yo jig fishing for yellowtail. Like, if you have an appropriate rod for yo-yoing up a yellowtail, meaning a relatively high-speed reel with some good torque to it, and a 7-foot rod that's fairly stout that'd fish 50-pound line, that's often a great rod for lure fishing for Wahoo, whether it be that new Shimano Torium 40 that just came out, a Trinidad 20, you know, and a 7-foot to 7.5-foot relatively fast tapered CalStar rod, that would be your ideal lure setup. And then, you know, the thing that I don't think people talk about a bunch, because it's so much fun to catch them on a lure, but I've been on plenty of trips where, you know, there's a guy that's just always quick with putting a bait and a piece of wire in the water and gets bites great, and you can bait fish those things on just the same,
so
you know,
fun.
Your same normal tuna tackle. Would you say that's
For sure.
That's case.
Yeah.
It's so hard to not always think about just ripping a bomb or a jig through the water, because I don't know that there's much of a more fun bite to be had. And the atmosphere of Wahoo fishing is always so much fun. The trollers go off and people are throwing their bombs in. And your anticipation is so high as you're trying to, you know, you're trying to sit on your hands and let your lure sink out a little ways, and then you're winding it back as fast as you can, and you get stopped and he falls off, and the guy next to you hooks one, and it's just, you know, then when one does come tight, the line's coming off the reel, it's so high energy, it's so much fun.
I love that Trinidad 30A that's with 50 pound on it. So awesome.
If you were a tackle junkie guy and you were wanting to get a very cool Wahoo reel, Shimano has a reel that's called the Osea Jigger that was only in their Japanese domestic market for a bunch of years, and it just became available from Shimano America this year, and it's basically a Trinidad 40A. The only thing is it comes with kind of a funky handle. It's, you know, meant for those guys that do those real big knife deep jigging type things, but you can with a shim fit a regular traditional Shimano handle on it. If you're like one of the, you know, a gear junkie type guy, that's it.
That's
that
it.
Is just. It's,
I'm intrigued. Now.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
let me
check
tell
that
you.
Out.
It's a Trinidad 20 that's half again as tall. So it's nice and skinny, but it's tall, so you get that real, you know, you get a lot of line because, you know, it's still. And it's a fast gear ratio, but it's not stupid fast. So you still get lots of torque, but you're gaining a lot more line because you got that nice tall spool.
trick.
Yeah, that is cool. That is a cool
legit.
One.
Legit.
Yeah,
hey, hope that helps you out, Don. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes up to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Yeah, let's talk about great fishing, and we just talked about it, from Shimano. Hey, and Shimano has some great reels.
And we're talking about Guadalupe. How do you not talk about that Shimano Talica? That reel truly was developed for fishing at Guadalupe Island. I remember in the days of it, that was the proving ground. Like, that's how that reel was developed. Big tuna, small reel, tons of power, great free spool. That's what Talica is.
Yeah, and Talica 20? Talica 25, Talica 16, sure. I mean, all of the above, right? If you're fishing 80-pound, what do you think?
How do you ever create a reel for Guadalupe that's better than that Talica 20?
The Talica 20. Yeah. It's the greatest. I mean, bluefin offshore.
Yeah.
It is the greatest multi-use. That thing has as much power as a you know, back in the old days, you know, big 50s or whatever. Yeah. It is the, hands down, the best multi-use, two-speed, super powerful reel that I've ever used. And it's comfortable to fish with. The dimensions of it, how it fits in your hand, it there is no better.
All right. Hey, check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and Cruise Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much great fishing to talk about. So much good info. And, man, we're just having a blast. And with that said, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our catch report. Today, the catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Hey, great news. The brand new size 2 and 4 Nautilus Circle Hooks are now available. Perfect for those finicky bluefin from the Nautilus Lightwire, the regular Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you're going to have that choice and the confidence that you're using the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. We're going to find out what's going on up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
You hear me all right? You got me?
There you are.
Got you loud and clear.
Good deal, man. How are you guys this morning? All good?
Great. How's the fishing?
Well, hey, this week, you know, still some funky stuff going on our little trip. It's spending it like the up and down the coast, you know, stuff's a bit of strange. Maintain like that 68, 70 degree range. We did have some days with a bit cooler water, but as a result of that, the half-day fishing still a bit tricky day-to-day. Right now, the guy's fishing the bottom with the dropper loop. Sand bass, scalp bass, I think fits a little bit better for us. Just getting close to the fly line baits up on the surface. Ted and some sculpin and stuff like that on the cut bait, like the clam and the shrimp. But forecast, so, you know, it's like this long theme of watch-out conditions and reset mode. It's going to play out again here in the next couple days. Three-quarter day right now for us in a mix of some bass, shallow water rockfish. So it's kind of been keep rockfish in the morning, and then slide into the kelp there and finish the day off with some bass action. But that rockfish is pretty good, you know, some nice mixed bags of red, golden. And then in there along the beach on the kelp there off like Camp Pendleton, Yellowtail, South Florida. Water in there, kind of mixed up conditions. Yesterday, Tommy on the Dana Prize, and they had a 40 pound staff fish yesterday down there along the edge of the kelp on a live sardine. And he's going there some good. Still got the fish along the shelf. A big part of this, you know, what's going on in the scene in the reality of the fish is not reacting by the water. So, off the beach over at Kalani, yellow fish on the number of fish seen and caught over there. Mark is saying with most of that in there as well. It's completely in the mix and some yellow fin, so that's how that fish gets tight. Get something called the fish that's how the trip sails over the night. It's that night over at Kalani. And then still some thoughts at that big season. Christian on the sex, you know, the first, you know, the proof on that. You got to just look at the cover of the Western out there and you can see a couple of times. Number here is 949-496-5794.
All right, welcome back here again. So we're going to find out, continue on with our catch report, find out what's going on down at Cedros Island with our buddy Jeff Flowers on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Now.
I thought maybe somehow I got switched. Yeah, I got switched to another line. I was listening to a sports report.
that was a little bit of funkiness, but all good. And anxious to hear what's going on down at Cedros Sport Fishing.
Well, I'll tell you, it's beautiful up here. It's beautiful down there. Luckily, we didn't get what John got hit with. It turned outside and dissipated, so great. The weather's been fantastic. Things are going well down there. I got last night a customer that's down there, actually coming back today, sent us a nice little report, and I'll share that. It was Mr. Steve Neese sent it over, and he said that surface iron for sure on the yellows, and there's some big ones. So we still recommend fishing a 50, 60-pound short top shot. And the calicos are eating that Christmas tree 6 and 7 to 8 inch baits. Corey's stuff is killing it down there. And they're catching halibut still, which is kind of an oddity, but they're catching them right up on the beach about halfway up the island. And some of the pelagics are showing up. So we're catching some Dorado, looking for those yellowfin. And they got guys that are out there that are fishing and knocking it off by 11 o'clock in the morning and then spending the rest of the day at the lodge, or they'll go back out and swing at them again with a different species. So things are beautiful down there at the lodge. Place is running like a champ, like it's, you know, designed to do, and you got that beautiful view right there on the beach.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic place to be right now and go catch some great fish. If somebody wants to come down there, are there any spots available?
You know, Pete, that's a great question. Rosie just handed me a slip, and she said there was a cancellation on a couple of trips. So for those of you that have been sitting there pondering and waiting or talking to Rosie and saying, hey, let me know, we have one spot open on the September 26th. Trip to October 1st. We have one trip, one spot available on the October 22nd to 27th, five on October 27th to November 1, which is a fantastic time of year to go. I can't believe that one's still left open. And then a November 1 through the 6th for four spots. So
wow.
Outside of that, so somebody's unluckiness to have not be able to now go on the trip, somebody else's benefit if you give her a call.
Well,
and,
how do we do that?
Reach out to her? Absolutely. So best way to get a hold of her is on her cell phone, and that's 619-772-7000. 7570. You can also check out the website at sadrosportfishing.com. Be wary when you go on the website. There's some imposters out there right now that are trying to do some shady things. So if you're not at sadrosportfishing.com or you're not talking to Rosie directly, you're not at the right spot. So give her a call and get that thing checked off your I want to do list and get down there. See how good it really is.
Sounds great, Jeff. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
You too.
All right, let's hit the surf now. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, got our surf fishing report on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's going on, gentlemen? We got a tale, kind of a tale of two cities here, you know. From L.A. Harbor North, very, very good fishing. And then from L.A. Harbor South, like starting in Newport, we got that streaky kind of cold waters all the way down to 61, 63 degrees. That's pretty remarkable considering, you know, 3 weeks ago we were 69, 70, tickling 70. But that's what it is, you know. And so I think we were going to rebound on the southern front because there's warm water up above. So just kind of hold on to your hat and look at what's going on up north. Hook, line, sink, report, good week of fishing. Still lots of barred perch out west there. The anglers report limits or near limit to Gaviota, Refugio, El Capitan. The grub bite's been very good. I talked to someone who fished the grubs up there, clear red flake, motor oil colors, the standards are working real good. And they had, I think their better fish was a pound and a half, which is a dandy. Wiley's reported good conditions, good mixed bag fishing, several white sea bass taken off Latigo. They've had those fish up there, county line in and out. You know, it's a mix of short and legals. I think 34 inches was the legal size fish this week. The reef bite's been good up there. Will Rogers, Leo Carrillo, anglers soaking squid or shrimp were the hot baits this week. A mix of calico bass, sand bass, sargo, yellowfin croakers, small leopard sharks. And, again, not a lot of spot fin up here, but they had another nice spot fin, 5 pound, 3 ounce, taken off Las Flores. Just Fishing reported some catches of quality corbina, and we saw several nice corbina caught this week. I think we're starting to, you know, the beaches are emptying out, and those fish are acting right. Bloodworms have been a top bait, and like I said, that the lighter beach traffic, I think, has something to do with this. Big Fish also reported good action on large-sized corbina. Bolsa Chica and Sunset Beach were the hot spots. They checked in 2 4-pounders and 2 5-pound class fish this week, so that's something to keep your eye on. The morning incoming tides have been best, but with much less beach traffic, you know, you can hook a fish throughout the day if the tides are right, so you're not, you know, stuck with the morning or evening like we've been lately here. And then the bonita is still in L.A. Harbor. And then from Newport South, different story. Catch them reported scratchy fishing, some 61-degree water along the peninsula there. Hogan's reported tough conditions, cool water, low 60s. A few spot fin and yellowfin taken off the pier was probably the highlight there. And then the Pacific Coast reported lots of cold water. A warmer stretch was from the harbor to the pier there, and they had some good croaker catches, a few spot fin to 4 pounds with some yellowfin and sargo. And then another bright spot was down there below Cardiff, Terramar, around there. One of the shop regulars had 3 legal halibut yesterday from 23 to 26 inches on an SP minnow. And, you know, that might be a sign of some fall movement on that halibut. That halibut fish has been tough this summer, so maybe that's our next phase here. We'll have to see.
Water warmed up and maybe bring some halibut in. So Gundy Gunderson, as usual, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for a great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
It's always fluid in the surf, Pete. No pun intended. Have a good week, gentlemen.
See you, buddy. Talk to you next week. That's going to wrap up our catch report again. Hey, if you want more information, check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, tackle, and more. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. More with Captain Tim of the Royal Star. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make some and gas. Billy and your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing from the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the 2 best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.